Good evening, everyone, and welcome back. So today's shiur is very much a continuation of what we began talking about last week, which was the topic of grama. Today we're going to talk about using timers on Shabbos, and specifically we want to consider two questions. Question number one is it permissible to set up timers before Shabbos, cause malacha to happen on Shabbos? Question two is, assuming it is permissible to set up timers before Shabbos, am I allowed to change the timer on Shabbos? Meaning to say, once the lights are set to go on at 10 o'clock, can I push it to 11 o'clock or make it go earlier or make it go later? That's the second question. Those are our two questions. So the first question, as we said, is can we set up the timer in the first place? At first glance, this should be subject to a dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. As you saw in your Makoros, Beis Shammai maintains that there's an isser of shvisas kelim. Just as I can't do malacha on Shabbos, so too, my kelim, my vessels, I may not set them up such that they do malacha on Shabbos. Beis Hillel, however, is lenient. And seemingly, that's exactly what's happening over here. I don't turn on my light on Shabbos. I simply set the timer so that the light turns on at 10 o'clock. So therefore, I'm not doing malacha. My light or my timer is doing the malacha. According to Beis Hillel, it should be okay. According to Beis Shammai, it should be aser. And of course, we paskin like Beis Hillel. So it should be okay. There might, however, be one caveat. As you saw from the Gemara over here on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Beis Hillel, according to one view in the Gemara, this is a dispute, but according to one view in the Gemara, Beis Hillel prohibits setting up a mill, a water mill, on even before Shabbos. Meaning to say, I can't go ahead, I have a water mill. Water mills are powered by the water, by a river, or the same thing would presumably hold true with a windmill. The windmill is powered by the wind. So I go ahead and I fill it up before Shabbos, and I simply let it operate on its own throughout Shabbos. So seemingly that should be okay, according to Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel does not hold of Shvisas Kalim. However, one opinion in the Gemara maintains that even Beis Hillel would agree in this case for a totally different reason. The Gemara says that it's because Shemashmiya Kol, it causes noise, meaning to say when mills operate, apparently, they don't operate silently, they make noise. And therefore, this is wrong. Well, what's wrong with making noise? Make a lot of noise on Shabbos, just go to shul. So Rashi explains that, this is the top Rashi on the left column of page 1, Mipnei shemashmas es hakol ve'av shemilsa ve'ika zilusa. Rashi says that the problem here is zilusa de Shabbos. We've all heard of kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is the mitzvah of honoring Shabbos. Well, zilusa de Shabbos is the opposite. Just like you have to honor Shabbos, you certainly can't be mizalzel. You can't denigrate or degrade or bring dishonor to Shabbos. Now, part of the problem when we encounter prohibitions like Zilusa de Shabbos is they are very ill-defined. Why exactly is it Zilusa de Shabbos? It's not at all clear. And as we'll see in a couple of moments, there are situations where some poskim will say this is absolutely categorically Zilusa de Shabbos and prohibited, and others say, where exactly is the Zilusa de Shabbos? Where's the Zilzel? You find a similar issue when you deal with problems like Uvdin Dechol. What is Uvdin Dechol? Maybe over the course of the year we'll have a chance to consider that question. But there is still a prohibition based off of Zilusa de Shabbos to put grain in the mill before Shabbos. So do we paskin like that? So the Mechaber is lenient. According to the Shulchan Aruch, there is no prohibition. You could put your wheat in the mill before Shabbos. The Ramah is Machmir Lechatchila. He writes that there are those, this is at the bottom left of page 1, v'yesh ostrim berechayim, uvechol makom sheyesh lachosh lashmas kol, and skipping a little, v'hachi nahog l'chatchila, l'chatchila we follow this view, mihu b'makom pseida yesh lahakel, but if being stringent is going to cause a loss, then you could be lenient. Generally speaking, this is an important rule to know, when the Rama says you could be makil b'makom hefsid, what he means to say is that the strict halacha is that we are lenient. In this case, because most Rishonim are lenient. However, since there are opinions that are machmir, ordinarily it's appropriate to be stringent. However, if it's a makom hefsid, if it's going to cause you a loss, then it's permitted to be lenient. You can't be lenient if something's aser, even if it's going to cause you a loss. But here, since me'ikr hadin it's mutter, so therefore, in the event that it's going to cause you a loss, one could be lenient. The Ramah continues, though, and he says, in the case of a grandfather clock that chimes every hour, it's permissible. Why? The Ramah writes, because everybody knows, afal pishe mashmiya kol, makes plenty of noise, lehodia hashaos, b'shabes, top of the page, set, top of page two, top right, ki akol yodim shedarkon lahamido me'as, well, everybody knows that you set up this cuckoo clock in advance. Now, you might have set it up today, but there's a good chance you don't have to wind it every day. Most likely, you set it up before Shabbos. The Ramah here is implying that part of the reason why there's a Zilzal Shabbos in Hashmas Kol is because people are going to suspect that you set it up on Shabbos. People are going to see your Rechaim operating on Shabbos. They're going to say, maybe he put wheat in the mill on Shabbos. Now, why this isn't regular Maris Ayin, why we differentiate, is an interesting question beyond tonight's topic. But in the event that everybody understands that this is set up before Shabbos, like the cuckoo clock, then it's no problem, even though it makes lots of noise. So in the source below, Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked the following question. Can you set an alarm on Shabbos? I want to go to the Ashkama Minyan, have to wake up at 7 o'clock, so I want to set my alarm before Shabbos. So Rav Moshe says, well, this would be prohibited because of Hashmas Kol. Just like you can't set up a mill before Shabbos because it makes noise, so too you can't set an alarm before Shabbos. But the question is, how much noise is prohibited? Meaning to say, is any noise aser? So Rav Moshe makes up a shear. He doesn't really have any makor for this, but he says, presumably if it's a quiet alarm clock, you could only hear your alarm in your room, then it's okay. That's not going to fall under the prohibition of Hashmas Kol. But if it's a really loud alarm clock, everybody in your house is going to hear, or your neighbors, or the like, so then it's aser. Rav Moshe says, well, maybe this should be okay, like the cuckoo clock. And he says, no, because people usually set their alarms before they go to bed at night. In other words, there's a reasonable person might suspect that you set this up on Shabbos. It's not like the cuckoo clock. Here, since most people set up their alarm clock at night, in this case at night would be Shabbos, so therefore, the fact that it makes noise would be a problem, and therefore if it's a quiet alarm clock, it does not fall under the prohibition of Hashmas Kol, but if it's a loud alarm clock, it would. That's Rav Moshe. What about other forms of timers? So if you take a look at the second shuv of Rav Moshe, which is found on page 3, Rav Moshe works very, very, very hard to aser alarm clocks. And when you read this tshuva, you sometimes feel like he's grasping at straws. The impression you get, and in a moment I'll summarize the tshuva, but the impression you get is that he really thought alarm clocks are a bad idea. Not just because of the technical halachos that he mentions, but because with timers, you could do anything. You could operate a factory with timers. You can do all malacha on Shabbos with timers. You could figure out how to do anything. And therefore, he was very much opposed. But you need a reason. You can't just say, I don't like it because I don't like it. So Rav Moshe comes up with a number of reasons why he thinks timers are aser. His first reason is basically because he thinks that though it is the case that you could set up malacha before Shabbos, like we saw, since we don't hold the Beis Shammai, that's only when the malacha begins before Shabbos and continues on Shabbos. For example, I go ahead and I want to water my garden on Shabbos, so I open up the hose before Shabbos. It starts before Shabbos and continues throughout Shabbos. That's okay. Because since it started before Shabbos, we see your mice as having taken place before Shabbos and it's mutter. But when the malacha only begins on Shabbos, he thinks maybe it's aser. Maybe we see that action as having taken place on Shabbos. And he tries to show that would be the case according to the Nemuka Yosef. We won't get into that now. And he says, even though probably it's not really going to be an Isser Doraisa, that's one reason why it's Usser. The second reason why he says it's Usser is because it's no worse than Amira Lenachri. We know that you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do Malach on Shabbos. And he says, well, just like you can't ask a non-Jew to do Malach on Shabbos, you shouldn't be able to ask your timer or to set up your timer to do Malach on Shabbos. And he says, if anything, this is worse, because here the Malacha takes place through a Mice of Yisrael. So he says, well, it's not such a good proof. Maybe Amir Lenachri is based off of Shlichus. And even if not, hey, Mamru, we can't make up Xeros and Takanos nowadays. When Chazal prohibited Amir Lenachri, they prohibited Amir Lenachri. They didn't prohibit timers. Rav Moshe says, they surely would have prohibited timers. Okay, Naniach, they surely would have, but they didn't. So it should be Mutter. But then he says, well, if you have something that Chazal would certainly have prohibited, had they known about it, it's really not right to be Matir. In other words, again, not a outright prohibition, but he thinks it's inappropriate. And finally, this is his clincher, why he thinks it's Aser. It's Zilusa de Shabbos. Because what greater Zilzul of Shabbos is there than causing Malacha to take place on Shabbos? And he says that when it comes to the Zilusha Shabbos, that's a prohibition of the Din De'oraisa, the mitzvah De'oraisa of Kavod Shabbos. It's not clear Kavod is De'oraisa either, but he argues Kavod is De'oraisa. And what's considered Kavod in Zilzul is not formalized, like it is with respect to Dinim De'rabanan, but anything that's Kavod is Bachlal the mitzvah, and anything that Zilzul is prohibited. And therefore he thinks that it would be Aser because of Zilzul B'Shabbos. But then he backtracks a little bit. He says, well, since everybody's always already mako with lights, to turn on and off lights with a timer, I don't think that we should tell them to stop. He's not very happy with that. He says maybe that's Kavod Shabbos, to allow for lights on Shabbos, but anything else is Aser. And he gives a reason why he thinks there's a distinction, because there they were already mako even with Amir Lenachri. In a later tshuva, in Chelak Hei of Aruch Chaim, he says, even if there's not so much of a reason, we should be very firm in our opposition to timers. There are other reasons why some poskim are opposed to timers, Rabbi Shechter, based off of the comments of the Rambam, based off of Yerushalmi and the like. But the vast majority of poskim do not accept this view. They don't accept Rav Moshe. Even Rav Moshe didn't fully accept his position. The Haraya, he was makel with lights, and we also saw he was makel with alarm clocks, right? That's also a timer, isn't it? So Lemaisa, the vast majority of poskim are makel and do allow timers on Shabbos. The first two reasons of Rav Moshe aren't clear at all. And in terms of his third reason, it's not clear that this is Zilusa de Shabbos. Adiraba, with timers, you could be Mechabe Shabbos. You could get your air conditioner to go on during the day so it'll be pleasant at day and not freezing at night. I know someone just told me he's from the Lower East Side, so he's Machmir for Rav Moshe. So he says in the summers, they're always freezing at night, or they're too hot during the day, because they don't put their air conditioners on a timer. So you could be Mechabi Shabbos by using timers, not just Zilzul B'Shabbos. So, as I said, I think the minhag is Lahakel. So let's assume for the moment that you can use timers on Shabbos. The question we now have to consider is, can you adjust timers on Shabbos? Now, if you can, that's great, because you set your timer, and you go ahead, and if you decide you want to read Friday night, right? But you don't know exactly how long you want to read, but you want to leave your room light on in your room, so you can set it to go off at 10 o'clock, and then if you decide you want to read a little longer, you move it to 11, you move it to 12, as long as you get to the switch, get to the before it goes off. So here we have to distinguish between adjusting in two different ways. There's adjusting that delays melacha, and then there's adjusting that causes melacha to happen sooner. For example, if my light is to go off at 10, and I switch it to go off at 11, so I'm delaying melacha. If, on the other hand, it's set to go off at 10, and I move it to go off at 9, then I'm making melacha happen earlier. Now, making melacha happen earlier is obviously much more of a problem than delaying. What should be wrong with delaying? So here again, we have two views. We'll present them as Rav Moshe against Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that causing melacha to be delayed, whether that means causing your lights to go on a little later or off a little later, is totally okay. What's wrong with delaying melacha? This is going to happen anyway. Then he says, and you can see these tshuvos in your source books on page 5 and 6, he says, maybe you'll be concerned that moving the peg is muksa. In other words, okay, let's say I want to move the peg, the red peg. So it's set for a 10, and I want to delay the melacha. I want it to go off at 11. So moving the peg, that's muksa. So he says, no, because once you're allowed to move the peg, so it's either klisha melachta lisser letzarach davar hamutter, or maybe it's even a klisha melachta leheter, because once you're allowed to move the pegs around, then it's a klisha melachta leheter, and then the Shemir Shabbos Gilchasa, later on he has another heter. He thinks that since grama is only aser mitol chumra, then it doesn't really make it muksa. So you're allowed to definitely push off melacha. What about making melacha come earlier? So here he thinks this is grama. What we talked about last week, I'm indirectly causing melacha to happen. It doesn't happen for a while, but it does happen. My lights are supposed to go on at 10 o'clock. I want them to go on at 9 o'clock. So I'm indirectly causing that melacha. So we saw last week that generally speaking, at least Ashkenazim are machmir for grama. However, we also saw that b'makom hefsed, or perhaps b'makom mitzvah, it's okay to do a melacha b'grama. If that's the case, so then maybe b'makom hefsed, it's permissible to adjust the timer to make the melacha happen sooner. So Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to think this is correct, though he's a little hesitant, and in one tshuva he says maybe you should only do it if it's not an iser d'oraisa, so it would be okay to make b'makom hefsed, or let's say there's a sick person, you want the lights to go off earlier so they can go to sleep, that would be okay. Make the lights go on earlier where you're potentially dealing with an iser d'oraisa, at least turning on an incandescent light is an iser d'oraisa, so then he's a little hesitant. He really thinks it should be mutter, but he's more hesitant. So that's the view of Rav Shlomo Zalman. To make melacha happen later is mutter, to make melacha happen earlier is grama. Rav Moshe here in a tshuva says it's absolutely aser. You can't make it happen earlier, you can't let it happen later. Why? Rav Moshe doesn't explain himself, but clearly Rav Moshe didn't treat this as grama. This might be a residue from his general opposition to timers, but perhaps this relates to the machlokas that we saw last week. Last week we saw a machlokas between Rashi and the Ramah as to how to understand what's considered a grama. Do we assume that something just happening with a delay is grama, in which case adjusting a timers would be only grama, or do we say no, when it's somehow direct and inevitable, even if it's delayed, it might still be considered kocho, and not koach sheni, not grama, as we saw last week, and therefore prohibited. So this brings us back to the discussion we had last week concerning grama machines and the like. So perhaps the machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman concerning causing melacha, adjusting timers to happen earlier, might relate to the machlokas Rashi Rama. One way or the other, as we saw, Rav Moshe is very machmir about this as well. Another place where you might see Rishonim discussing a very similar issue is a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rush in Maseches Beitza. That's on page 4 of your Makoro sheets. The Gemara says, and we only have 1 minute to summarize this, the Gemara says that causing candles to extinguish early is a melacha of kibui and potentially and aser. The question is why? It's just indirect. It should be like putting the barrels around the fire that we discussed last week. Tosfos says you're right. It's exactly like putting the barrels around the fire. It's only grama. The problem is that when you siphon oil, you cause the flame to flicker, and that's immediate kibui. The Rush seems to disagree, and he says no. Even if you only cause the melacha to happen later on, that is not grama. What's the difference? In one case, it's a single system. One case, they're two separate systems. The barrels surrounding the fire are far away. So they are two separate systems that interact with each other. That might make a difference. If you follow the view of the Rush, and it's not clear that's what the Rush means. It might be because currently the candle's drawing oil. But if that's the understanding of the Rush, then you could argue that adjusting timers according to the Rush would be usser, but according to Tosfos would be mutter. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos with or without timers, and I'll see you next week.
What about a thermostat? Let's say an air conditioner. A manual one, obviously not a digital one. A manual one. Let's say it's on 70.